what's your schedule? And basically, 6 days a week of golf and Sunday church. I mean, if you want to know. Actually, that's lying because I don't even know how to play golf. I used to be a caddy, though, at Walnut Hills Golf Course when I was about 13, and it looked so boring, I've never gone back. Turn with me, please, to Acts chapter 6, because I want to answer one, and I'll try and answer it in 1 minute. Acts chapter 6, when that person asked me about my schedule, actually, they didn't ask me, they asked someone else, and they said, why aren't you, or they asked my secretary, Anna, they said, why isn't the pastor in the office every day? And she says, well, he works every day, but he's not in the office every day. And they said, why? And I wanted to answer this from Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. The apostles, after 3.5 years of graduate training with Christ, distilled down everything that Jesus taught them to a very simple little sentence. This is what they said in verse 4, but we will give, that's a very important word, ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Everything Jesus taught them distilled down to prayerfully ministering the word of God. But the key word here is the word give. It's a word that in English would probably closest be tied to superglue. It's the word pros, to, the Greek preposition to, katarteto, which means to stick. So it means to stick to. So basically, they said, we're going to stick to what the Lord called us to do, which is prayer and the ministry of the word. And the Lord called them to that by demonstrating it. That's how they learned. They kept seeing Jesus, how he taught, how he prayed, how he ministered to individuals, and they caught that, and they stuck to it. Okay? Now, the second verse is in 2 Timothy. And this basically is my framework for what I do, 1 Timothy chapter 5. And this dominates. Usually if you find someone's philosophy they operate from and under, you find out it dictates and shapes their lives. And this is the second half. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, it talks about elders, elders who rule well. So there are elders who are supposed to rule. In fact, that's the purpose of elders. There are three interchangeable words in the New Testament for elders. One is pastor, Greek word poimen. One is elder, which we call elder. It's the Greek word presbyteros. It actually means white-haired. And I thought, do they have no haired, you know, elders? But then the other one is episkopos. And you've heard of that, Episcopalian. An episkopos is an overseer. A presbyteros, elder, comes from the Hebrew word zaken, which means white hair. That means they're wise and have a lot of experience. Poimen, pastor, is the word for shepherd. That means someone who feeds and leads. And what's interesting, in the Bible, in Acts 20 and 1 Peter 5, those two words are used interchangeably and synonymously. So if you're from a Baptist background that had a pastor and deacons, there's no example of a New Testament church that only had one pastor in the ancient world, in the Bible times. There was always a plurality of elders, which were pastors who were overseers. And so it's interesting, some of the elders are ruling well. They're the episkopoi. They are looking over everything, over the finances and over the business and all that. But then, look at the end of the verse, there are those who labor, and now we go back to Acts 6:4. They devote themselves, they stick to the word and doctrine. And so with that in mind, I thought about the question there about what's your schedule. My schedule was caught by example from the man that trained me in the ministry, the man I met when I was a student at Bob Jones University. And I'd never heard anybody teach the Bible that way, so I went to him and I said, how do you teach the Bible that way? And he said, I have a simple philosophy. He said, I do only what I was called to do. I intentionally neglect the rest. He called it planned neglect. He said, I could do anything. But he said, I plan to focus only on what I was called to do. So basically, to answer this question, my schedule revolves around two things, shepherding, people, and the word. And so I work, and you can ask my kids, I work 7 days a week. I've worked 50 to 60 hours every week for 30 years. It's just normal. I work every day. I have Fridays off, and so that means that I'll spend a couple hours doing something funny with my kids, you know, like we ride down part of the Calhaven Trail, or we go through the woods, or I go hunting or something with them. But basically, I spend 30 hours every week studying my favorite book that I just finished the 110th time reading. And the other 30 hours a week with people. Basically, I'm here all day Sunday. I come in, I roll in, I try and beat Dan Smith every week. I get here at 6:30 a.m., and I'll probably be here till 8:30 tonight. Most Sundays, I just sit in my office, and my family, we eat at Qdoba, and I come back. And then Monday, morning's administration, Monday till 5 o'clock is meeting with people. All day Tuesday from 8 to 5 is meeting with people, and then, of course, there are meetings at night. Then Wednesday, I start studying. That's where I get the 25 to 30 hours. Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday. And even this afternoon, I was reading critiques on this afternoon. So basically, my schedule is dictated by those two verses. I'm supposed to stick to what I was called to do, and the Bible focuses on prayerfully ministering the Word of God and doctrine. And so that's basically all I do. I'm very boring. I really don't play golf. Ask my kids. I really don't even know how to put water in the lawnmower. I'm very, very limited.